Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Felicia Dujon, lecturer in philosophy, Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, December 27th, 1783, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette informed the country of several daring robberies that had taken place. The newspaper reported an incident which took place on the day before near Waterford, St. Michael, where a young Negro girl, the property of Miss Merle of Bridgetown, was stopped on the road near Waterford by a Negro man who attempted to murder her, but fortunately, she escaped without injury. The same newspaper also carried a report that on Wednesday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, a Mr. Pullinger and a Negro boy were attacked as they walked from Spicetown to Bridgetown between the hours of 11 and 12 during the night. The attack, the report states, was made by a Negro man who rushed out of the bushes. Pullinger, who also received blows and a cut across one of his arms, was forced to surrender his clothes while the Negro boy escaped. While no one was arrested and charged for these offenses, the paper also reported that the two enslaved men, Nick and Sambo, had been taken from the prison and executed for the murder of a certain doctor, John Horsham. This December 26 execution, the men were taken to the beach near Fontebelle, stapled and burned to death. A rather gruesome report, this day, December 27th, 1783.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.